to the CEO of the Western Bulldogs, David Stevenson. G'day, David.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic. Yourself, have you settled into the role? You've been there a couple of months now. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Such a great group of people, both at the club and around the club. So it's a really exciting time with the Bulldogs. So people have made me feel very welcome.
And as I mentioned off the top, an exciting year for Bulldog fans on the field. In regards to financial rewards based on that performance in 2015, do you expect to start seeing those rewards coming in 2016 for the club?
Yes, we certainly do. I mean, I know these things take time, but we had a great year financially, a little under $400,000 profit, and we invested back more than $2 million extra in our football department this year. And so we'd like to see that momentum continue. We've started off membership strongly. We're working with some strong corporate partners. So I definitely feel we've got some momentum off-field to match our on-field great year this year.
I think it'd be fair to say that the Bulldogs have been a fair way behind other clubs in regards to their spend on football departments and the like. Do you feel that you're making a catch-up? You're making a significant change?
Yeah, we do. And we really want to thank our members and supporters and corporate partners because they played an important role that enables us to be able to invest more into football. So we are making some big strides, but also want our members and fans to know that it's not just about the dollars. We actually have an incredible amount of confidence in the quality of the people at our club, and I really want to thank them for all their efforts this year.
From what I hear too, you've got some fantastic cyclists as part of your on-field group as well. After a bit of a training run down at the Great Ocean Road yesterday, the boys have been hitting it pretty hard on the track, not just the road and the football track as well, for the last couple of months.
They have, yeah. They've been working really hard. I was actually down there late yesterday, and the boys were pretty tired after a hectic few days. But Simon Clark was fantastic in helping us put on such a great show, and a good ride, and bike exchange guys were again fantastic partners. So it really mixed up training, and we saw Matty Boyd take out the sprint up the hill, 9Ks uphill, and so the boys are looking pretty fit at this time of year.
And just released to us by our cycling reporter too, there was a little bit of an incident with the clash of wheels.
Yes, there were. Big Tommy Campbell came down, and I think Joel Hamling went over the top, but thank goodness they're not hurt. And they're in good spirits after the ride.
David, do you find you're making also... one of the biggest problems, I think, has been for a while in regards to local support in the Footscray region. That seemed to be dwindling, I suppose, a little bit with the influx of migrants and people coming from other suburbs of Melbourne into the western suburbs themselves, such as Yarraville, Williamstown, the like, not traditional Bulldog supporters. Are you making inroads into that area in regards to the support you're receiving from within a 10 to 15K radius of Witten Oval?
Yeah, we are. It's a great question, Tony. There's actually five local councils that we work really closely with, and in each one of those five areas, they actually make up 700,000 people, and we're the number one supported team in each of those five councils. But I also think we're doing some really good work with new Australians and refugees. So about 10,000 refugees a year that we work with as part of our settlement services program. And that helps people acclimatise to living in Australia. And many of those people don't necessarily have an AFL team. So really making some inroads in welcoming those people and converting them to Bulldog supporters.
A massive Asian population throughout the western suburbs, and having someone performing as well as a guy like Ling Yong is a great advertisement for that with the club.
It is, yeah, and he's a terrific person, but he's got a great story. But we're also really proud of the multicultural work we do even outside of Lin, whether it be JJ, who's from South Africa. Lots of our players have multicultural connections, and it's really reflective of our local community.
I was excited to read in yesterday's Herald Sun, David, in regards to the Western Bulldogs could be featuring in up to three women's exhibition matches next season as clubs right around Australia jockey for a place in the inaugural national competition in 2017. I see Football Victoria putting together a local competition effectively this year, which will then hopefully expand into the AFL national competition in 2017. What involvement will you guys have in that for 2016?
Yeah, look, we're very passionate about women's football. We believe as a first mover working with Melbourne, we've had obviously our AFL team for the last couple of years, and we want to continue to grow that. We're also working with local teams too. Susan Alberti's been a great sponsor and supporter of women's football. And so we're going to continue to offer up our facilities and coaching and training for women at all levels that we think are really amazing athletes. And we can't wait for them to be on the stage that we all believe they deserve.
It would seem like initially it's going to be a six-team competition with possibly four from Victoria joining that competition. I would hate to think that Melbourne and the Bulldogs won't be involved in those initial four teams. Is there a likelihood of that happening and that maybe more powerful clubs will get their way?
Yeah, look, we're having conversations with the AFL at the moment. We would be incredibly disappointed if we weren't one of those teams.
Gutted, I would have thought.
Absolutely. But we're certainly not taking it for granted. And so we've been working on a pretty compelling case that we believe should see us play in that national competition. And then again, all of the noise coming out of the AFL has certainly been supportive of the work we are doing with our women footballers. So we have every confidence that we'll be a part of it, but we're certainly not taking it for granted.
How will the setup, have you looked at the setup of a women's team inside the Western Bulldogs? Will it be its own separate entity? Will it be supported by club sponsors, or will they find their own sponsors? Has that all been looked at yet?
We're working our way through those. I think we'd also say we're very proud to be the only club to have three teams. So a standalone team in the AFL, VFL, and a women's team. And so we believe that the way of our club going forward is that we're running multiple teams. And so the synergies that we've certainly seen from our Footscray VFL team has helped our AFL program tremendously as they won the premiership last year. So we see our women's team being fully integrated as a part of our club. We certainly will look for potential sponsors who can align themselves.
Yeah.
We're having some good conversations there, but they'll absolutely be a critical part of our club.
And your support of women's football over the last couple of years, David, has that also brought in a massive influx of new supporters to the Bulldogs?
Look, it certainly has helped. We're clearly not primarily interested because of only membership.
No, I understand that.
It's a nice benefit. But I think it also talks to the heritage that our club's had of being one of very much inclusiveness. And so we believe that our people in the community expect us to be a leader in the community. And I think by embracing women's footballers, that continues down that trend. And we think that they'll have a benefit down the track, whether it's quantifiable into more members or sponsors, a little early to tell. But we feel it's absolutely the right thing to do for these incredible athletes.
Well, being a local, David, I can tell you that I'm very proud of what the Bulldogs have been doing the last few years and their integration into the community and through local schools and the like. Keep up the great work and enjoy a bit of a Christmas break for you and your team, and look forward to catching up in 2016.
Fantastic. Thanks for all your support over the year, Tony, and to the SEN listeners. And again, just a huge appreciation to our members as we're tracking ahead of last year, but we need their support and we really want to encourage them to sign up pre-Christmas.
Now, David, thank you very much. Before I let you go, give us the phone number and the website if people want to get on before Christmas.
So if you go to www.westernbulldogs.com.au, there's lots of great options there, whether it be the AFL or VFL. And we're really, really excited. We're a good way ahead of last year. Lots of potential packages there for people at all levels, and really appreciate their support for a pretty exciting 2016 ahead.
David Stevenson, thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Merry Christmas.
CEO of the Western Bulldogs, David Stevenson, joining us here for a chat. And the Bulldogs just taking leaps and bounds and massive steps in the right direction.